And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for GSU Panther Zone. Of course, that makes me your host, Jeremy the Impact York. How you guys doing? Happy hump day. We have we've made it this far. I know we're on a slightly different time right now, but I want to get things a little early. I wanted the chance to come and talk about some stuff, so I went ahead and come on a little early. Now, a little bit later on, I'll talk to you about some Impact Media related stuff, because of course we are brought to you today by Impact Media. Today I'm going to preview the upcoming matchup against the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm going to also review the loss to the Air Force Falcons over the weekend, and at the end I'm going to update you on some GSU alumni news again. A pretty good weekend for a couple of the guys. But as I said, you know, without further ado, let's just get started right there. You know,
was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?
Yeah, exactly. That's just what it was like watching the Georgia State game versus Air Force. I'm going to go over kind of my game notes to start with. And at which point, after I kind of go through some of my game notes, I'll go over the stats, some of the stats from the end. And, we'll kind of go there. Now, some things I did like about Georgia State. Well, you know, first I want to say shout out to Air Force. They played a very, very good game. They had these just killer helmets they were using. And I guess kind of a little bit of a pun. They were the Bomber Shark helmets to give ode to, I believe it was World War I. They're really cool. You can actually buy them now, apparently. But they were a throwback to the old war bombers. Some notes as far as Georgia State about the game. Penny Hart had a hamstring issue. I think he may have played a handful of snaps, if that. He may not have played at all. I didn't see him. And on all the special teams kicks, your holder is Jacquez Parks, who is the third-string quarterback currently. Now, some things about Georgia State. They took a couple big shots early. They were deep, medium passes. I like that we were being aggressive early. Air Force was trying to go man-to-man in the secondary, and that was actually allowing us to move the ball because it's very hard to go one-on-one with the receivers we have. Ari Wirtz had it's typical Ari Wirtz. It's kind of like Odell Beckham Jr., where it's just like, well, that's his basic catch when it's really just crazy and extraordinary. But Ari had a one-handed touchdown grab. Just, man, it was just wicked sick awesome. So shout out to him for that. It was also a pretty good pass from Connor Manning that allowed him to go up and beat the corner and take that one. Kickoffs were pretty good. Overall, pretty much besides that opening drive and one a little bit later on, it was a lot of three and outs. Seemed like we were trying to pass the ball a lot more early. And then, obviously, once we fell behind, we had to pass a lot. Air Force was able to put together some good drives. They do the triple option, like I said. So there was a lot of misdirection, and we were containing it for a little bit here and there, and then they started to figure out where we weren't and started to put up the big yards from there. There was a couple drops by the receivers that really weren't helping Connor Manning, and Manning also had a couple passes where he just still doesn't look like he's on the same page as some of these guys. If their tendencies are to run up the sideline, he was throwing it towards the middle. He didn't throw it in this specific thing. I'm just making this as an example. This wasn't actually from the game, but like Keith Rucker likes to run up the seam, likes to run right up the hash marks in the middle of the field, and instead of throwing it up the hash marks, he was throwing it towards the outside. It's just he's got to get on page with these guys about what their tendencies are, especially when the play breaks down. But Overall, I thought Connor Manning looked more fluid. He looked more comfortable than he did in the opening game against Ball State. I do like him as the at least first, you know, as the starting quarterback. Nothing personal to Aaron. Aaron does an exceptional job coming off the bench, as he did get to play as well. They kind of flip-flopped him towards the end for different matchups and different things. But I do think Connor Manning is the guy right now going forward. And we just hope that he gets a little more fluid with these receivers. The receivers kind of get used to his tendencies, and the offensive line solidifies a little bit more. They weren't bad today. You know, there wasn't a lot of big sacks or anything like that. But at some point, just the floodgates opened. And when that happened, it was pretty much all over. Let's see, there we go. That's the page we're looking for. You know, it was 10-7 after the first. We scored again in the second, but they scored 17 there. So at halftime, 27-14. It's not that bad, though, when you really think about it. And that's a lot of scoring. After that, we never scored again, and they ended up with the victory, they being Air Force, 48-14. Kudos to them. They're now 2-0. We're 0-2. Some stats here. Air Force got 30 overall first downs. Two were from passing. 28 were from rushing. Georgia State got 6 passing first downs total. Georgia State was able to rush for 27 yards to Air Force's 464. Wow. I mean, these guys could run. Passing, they had 67, Air Force, of course. Georgia State had 142. We were able to, hey, that's not a bad number. Given the way the game was playing out, I think 142 is pretty good. But that left the total offensive yards at 169 for Georgia State, Air Force 531. I said most of that was on the ground. No interceptions, no fumbles, pretty clean game, no real controversial calls. Third down conversions, Georgia State was 4 of 12, and Air Force was 13 of 19. They were actually 1 for 1 in fourth down conversions as well. Red zone scoring chances, 100% for Georgia State. They were in one time being in the red zone, they scored a touchdown. And 7 of 8 for Air Force. And then some individual stats, because I know you guys like hearing individual stats. You guys always tell me that. For your Georgia State Panthers, your leading rusher was Kendrick Dorn with 15 yards. DeMarcus Kirk had 12. Kyler Neal with 1. Aaron Winchester ended up with -1, but it did include a sack. Passing, Aaron Winchester was 1 for 3 for 7 yards, and Connor Manning was 8 for 24 for 135 yards, 1 touchdown. Winchester was the only quarterback sacked, and it was only once. Receiving, Robert Davis led the way, 3 catches, 79 yards, including a 40-yarder. Todd Boyd would have had more, but he had an untimely drop. 2 catches, 12 yards. Ari Wirtz, 1 catch for 22, and the touchdown, the lone touchdown there, or the touchdown. Yeah, Kendrick Dorn had the rushing touchdown. Glenn Smith, 1 catch for 17. Kendrick Dorn, 1 for 7. Keith Rucker, 1 for 5. To me, you got to get Robert Davis and you got to get Keith Rucker. I mean, you got to get all these guys involved, especially with Penny Hart coming back here soon. But Robert Davis and Keith Rucker are just too talented, and they're on all the lists. Everybody knows about them. You got to get those guys involved a lot more than 4 catches for 84 combined yards. It's just, I mean, a lot of times Rucker was having to stay in to help block, but you got to, that's why that offensive line has got to be better so you can get those guys involved. Because I think if you start opening it up a little bit on offense in the air, that running game is going to come along nicely. I think you're going to have to pass in order to run. Most people run in order to pass. I think this team is going to have to pass and then run. I think you have the right personnel for it. Had a couple punters because Brandon Wright had a few that they were just, it looked like they went off the side of his foot. It happens. It's very hard to punt a ball actually with people in your face. But Brandon Wright and Holdenson, I believe, was the other punter. Glenn Smith had all the returns. He had the three kickoff returns for a total of 127 yards. He actually had an 88-yarder that set up one of the touchdowns. Rohier, Tom Lohaus, let me do that again. Rohier, 10, Lohaus. Continues to be a very good kicker. With his kickoffs, he had three of them for a total of 94 yards. At the average of 31.3, and he had two touchbacks. And he also had a missed field goal from 45 yards, but didn't miss by very much. The guy's going to be solid. I mean, this was only his second career football game after coming over from Europe. The guy's good. Now, you know, as far as Air Force, their leading rushers, Nate Romain, 20 carries for 124 yards. DJ Johnson, 20 carries for 76. With Shane DeVern, Tim McVay, Jacoby Owens, all having a rushing touchdown. Tyler Williams having two. They had six or seven guys that all had positive rushing yards. Nate Romain was three for nine. And for 67 yards. But, you know, tonight's show is a little on the quick side. We only got about a minute left. So real quickly, the game, I was going to tell you that Will Lutz had two good field goals, one from about 25 yards and one from 45-plus for the New Orleans Saints. In the game against the Wisconsin Badgers this weekend, what we're going to have to do, here's the three keys. Number one, we're going to have to plug up the run lanes because they're just really good at running. They're also good at passing. But what sets that up is we have to win the trenches. Our offensive line has got to beat their defensive line. Our defensive line has got to get pressure and penetration on their offensive line. Also, we have to stretch the field. We've got to get those guys involved. And to me, that's how we're gonna get through this. That's how we're gonna beat Wisconsin. How we're gonna beat Wisconsin? I just said it. Plug up the run lane, stretch the field, win in the trenches. I'm gonna be watching from here. Can't make the trip up to Wisconsin. If you guys are watching anywhere, let me know where the viewing parties are. Maybe I'll drop by for a few minutes. But that's going to do it for me. I think we can beat Wisconsin, but that's going to do it for me. Appreciate everybody tuning in this week to GSU Panther Zone. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers!
By that much.